はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
第45回中級レッスン。
Peter here, intermediate lesson number 45. Natsuko-san, what are we talking about today?
Another story, right?
Yes, 昔話。
昔話。
And what is the title of today's story?
わらしべ長者。
Now, I think some people translate this as straw millionaire.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, this is a pretty good story. Now, let's just take a look at the title. Natsuko-san, what do we have first?
わらしべ
which is
a straw
followed by
長者
which is a rich person、
mm-hmm.
and as we said some people kind of interpret this as straw millionaire so straw rich person now to find out more about why this story is called what it is let's take a listen to
わらしべ長者
Natsuko-san are you ready?
Yes
Alright here we go
昔あるところに正直者ですが運の悪い男が住んでいました。朝から晩まで働けど貧乏で運がありませんでした。ある日のことです。男は最後の手段として飲まず食わずで観音様にお祈りしました。
初めて観音様にお祈り申し上げます。今まで頑張ってきましたが、頑張れば頑張るほど全くうまくいきません。もうちょっとだけ私に幸運をください。
すると夕方暗くなった時、観音様が目の前に現れ、こう言いました。
あなたはこのお寺を出るとき、転んで何かをつかみます。それを持って西に行きなさい。
確かに男はお寺を出ようとしたとき、転がって何かをつかみました。それは一本の藁でした。何の役にも立たないと思いましたが、男は藁を持って西に歩いていきました。アブが飛んできました。男はアブを捕まえると、藁の先に縛りつけ、また歩いていきました。町にやってくると、赤ん坊が藁の先のアブを見て、泣きやみました。
ママ、欲しい、欲しい。
嬉しそうな赤ん坊を見て、男は藁を赤ん坊にやりました。代わりに赤ん坊のお母さんから、男はみかんを三つもらいました。みかんを三つ持って、男はさらに西に歩いていきました。しばらく行くと、娘さんが道端で苦しんでいるのを目にしました。水を欲しがっていたので、男はみかんをあげました。じきに娘さんは良くなりました。代わりに男はきれいな絹の布をもらいました。絹の布を持って、男はさらに西に歩いていきました。しばらく行くと、侍と元気のない馬に出会いました。美しい布を見て、侍は馬と交換するよう言うと、布を持って東の方へ行ってしまいました。男が夜通し馬の面倒を見てやると、馬は朝には元気になっていました。馬を連れて、男はさらに西に歩いていきました。城下町にやってくると、長者さんが馬を見て大層気に入りました。男は長者さんの家に招かれました。 娘さんが長者さんと男にお茶を持ってきました。なんと男がみかんをあげた娘さんでした。長者さんは不思議な縁と男の優しさに心打たれ、娘を男に嫁がせることにしました。男は観音様に言われた通り、藁一本で長者になりました。男は生涯、藁一本粗末にすることはありませんでした。村人からは、わらしべ長者と呼ばれました。めでたし、めでたし。
次は、ピーターさんの英語が入ります。
A long, long time ago, there lived an honest but unlucky man. He worked and worked from dawn to dusk, but he was poor and without luck. Then one fateful day, when the honest but unlucky man had not eaten or drank and things looked bleak, he prayed to Kannon, the God of mercy. He said, Kannon, God of mercy, this is the first time that I'm praying to you. Up until now, I've worked hard, but the harder I work, the worse things turn out. Could you please give me just a little bit of luck? Then, when evening came, Kannon, the God of mercy, appeared before the man's very eyes and spoke the following words. When you leave this temple, you will fall and grab onto something. Take that something and go west. Sure enough, when the man left the temple, he fell and grabbed something. That thing was one stalk of straw. He thought to himself, of what possible use could this be? But he took the stalk of straw and headed west. A horsefly came flying by. The man snatched the horsefly from the air and tied it to the tip of the stalk of straw. He took off walking again. When he came to town, a young child stopped crying upon seeing the horsefly on the end of the stalk of straw. Mother, I want it. I want it. And the man, upon seeing the boy look so happy, gave the child the stalk of straw. In return, he received 3 mandarin oranges from the mother of the child. He took the oranges and again set out west. After walking for a while, he spotted a young woman who appeared to be in distress on the side of the road. The man gave her 3 mandarin oranges, as she was dehydrated. The young woman soon became well, and the man received some beautiful silk cloth from her. The man took the cloth and again set out west. After walking for a while, he came across a samurai with a sickly-looking horse. The samurai saw the beautiful cloth and proposed a trade for the horse. The samurai took the cloth and headed east, while the man looked after the horse all night. Come morning, the horse was well. The man took the horse and headed west. He soon reached a town near the castle, where a rich man spotted the horse that the man nursed back to health and came to desire it. The rich man invited the man back to his house. When they arrived at the house, a young woman brought the 2 men some tea. The young woman, daughter of the rich man, was none other than the young woman from the side of the road. The rich man was deeply impressed by the man's kindness and the remarkable fate of their meeting, and he gave his blessing for their marriage. The man carried out Kannon's orders exactly as he was told, and with just one stalk of straw, he became a rich man. Throughout his life, he never once damaged straw, not even one stalk, and was thus called the straw millionaire by the townspeople. The end. So Natsuko-san, what did you think?
It's a really happy ending, isn't it?
Yeah, finally.
Mm-hmm.
Like a really, really happy ending.
Yeah.
And all that from just one stalk of straw.
I heard a similar story recently about paper clips.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
Some guy, I think he was American or Canadian, ended up buying a whole house starting with a paper clip.
Huh?
Trading online.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to have to write a detailed comment about this because now everybody's listening.
Oh, I'm sure some of the listeners know this.
All right, if anybody has any information, please let us know. But in the meantime, that's going to do it for today. Now, again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Inside the PDF, we have a detailed write-up of today's story, which is quite long.
Mm-hmm.
And some other kind of explanations in there. But yeah, really nice story today.
Yeah.
All right. And I just have to ask Natsuko-san, before we go,
yes.
What was your favorite trade? What do you think you really made out the best on?
I think it was the orange.
Yeah.
Yeah, given to the girl.
Yep. Ah, three little mandarin oranges.
Mm-hmm.
In Japanese, mikan.
Yes.
All right, that's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また来週。